Welcome to the FT Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 16th of December, and I'm recording at 9:14 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, a day of mixed fortunes in here today, at least for stock markets, and the main story overall is I think everybody's keeping their eye on what's going to happen, or speculating, or wondering, or pondering about what's going to happen at the Fed's meeting. But more on that in a moment. But the Asian Pacific markets had a soft day in here today, that's for sure. We had Japan's Nikkei 225, which had been overbought last week after that strong move up to retest the year's highs, but it was down 1.62% here today, and that brings it back to 15,152. And the TSE 2 index, that's the second section, which often leads, and it was quite steady up near its previous highs for the year, but it had a small downward dynamic in here today, so that suggests that unless Japan takes a little bit of inspiration from Wall Street today, that it's going to have another look at that 15,000 psychological level. Say it's 152 points above it right now. Now, Hong Kong, China is a disappointing day for mainland China. Down 1.6% overall. The other various other China indices were saw lesser declines here overall, down about 0.5% to 0.75%. And elsewhere, Jakarta, Indonesia, of course, down 1.17%. Indonesia was the one bullish performer in Asia here today. Now, no such problems, though, in the European stock markets. They had a strong day. There were a number of upward dynamics. You'll see those on the charts when Owen posts a copy, because you can see them at any time. Strong gains. The Italian market up 2.34%, Spain up 1.69%, German DAX up 1.74%, the Euro Stoxx 50 index up nearly 2% in here. So robust action overall. All the EU markets that I can lay my eyes on here right now are up over 1%. Switzerland, which of course is not in the EU, had a modest gain. Now, in the States, while the rally was pegged back somewhat at the close, particularly for the NASDAQ, and somewhat for the S&P, I'm just trying to check on it. Yeah, mostly it was the NASDAQ pulling back, but was a decent performance overall. The Dow up 0.82, the S&P up 0.63, the NASDAQ up 0.71, and then we had half point gains for on average for Canada, Mexico, and Brazil. But now, as far as the Fed meeting is concerned, it's anybody's guess what they're actually going to do in here, and I think the odds are just about 50-50 to slightly below 50-50 that the Fed will commence tapering this month. I'm not sure that they will work to any kind of a fixed schedule overall. And as I've said before, inertia is a powerful factor when you don't have a strong case one way or another. I mean, there's a strong case to be tapering next year for sure. But, this week, Well, yes, if Bernanke wants to kick it off and if Janet Yellen is happy for him to do that, but they can sit down and say, let's not have anything to worry about. Let's just carry on as usual for Christmas and New Year. I'm guessing on this, of course, but again, it fits in with the inertia theme. Don't do anything. Let it go another month. But we certainly will have tapering come in next year. But that is very unlikely to happen in the European Union, which is one of the reasons why I think Europe will be one of the outperformers next year, in a year that's not going to be as robust for stock markets to the upside. I'll put it this way: I certainly don't expect the S&P to get anywhere near the 25% plus gain that it's showing here today. But I don't think it's going to be a disaster either. And if the bull market just sort of peters out and goes into a long-ranging bit of easing rather than anything else, then that won't be a bad environment for some other sectors. And one that I will review tomorrow will be the miners and the industrial metal, some of the miners. But it was quite interesting today. There was a huge upside, a key day reversal for BHP Billiton. Now, mind you, that has had a very poor month in working its way back down to the lows of 2, 3 months ago. But it was a strong upward dynamic in here, and the metals. Metal prices overall, these industrial metal prices, at any rate, have been quietly steady. And I've mentioned this on a number of other occasions, but it is not at all unusual for them to get a good late run as the leaders are showing signs of topping out and rolling over a little bit. Okay. Bonds. I think we're 2.87 on the US 10-year, so that's firm and an orderly overall upward trend heading back up towards that 3% resistance level that we saw back in September. And our view that the secular bull market in bonds is over, and therefore we are in the early stages of a secular bear trend developing for bonds, although I don't think the bear trend will be anywhere near as powerful as the bull trend. In other words, I don't think we're going to go anywhere near the highs for interest rates that we saw during the Paul Volcker years when he was trying to, and well, not trying to, succeeding in wringing inflation out of the system. So we have a very different fundamental background, and that's likely to remain the case for a number of years. Other action in here today: currencies. With Wall Street firmer, the dollar index is a little bit easier. The euro a little higher, 137.63. Sterling about unchanged at 1.63. And not a lot going on there, although one that does interest me, because I think the market will be so interesting next year, is India. The central bank has succeeded in nudging the rupee back below 62. It's down at 61.75 against the US dollar. And taking it from the central banker's own mouth, 62 to 60 rupees is a level that he would like to see hold for certainly for the intermediate term. And so far, he's been able to manage it. Remember, it came down from the mid 180s. Now, elsewhere. I mentioned industrial metals a little bit firmer. Precious metals here also firmer. Copper, I beg your pardon, that's not a precious metal, but gold is, and that's at 1241 and a half as I speak. Silver getting up close to the $20 level again. It's at 1996 and a half. Palladium 718 and platinum when I can lay my eyes on it. Platinum's the only one that is a very small decline here for platinum. It's at 1360. That's down just under $3. And if I put up our other screen here for the other commodities, the CCI index is at 510 and a bit. So it's 10 points above that 500 level that it certainly had a good look at earlier in the month and before rounding around and steadying up. So that's encouraging. And at least in terms of that support holding. And the industrial metals, despite all the bearish talk, particularly coming from the likes of Goldman Sachs and other big short position holders, the precious metals ranging in a quietly steady fashion above their summer lows. And that's pretty much it on this day. So all the very best to all of you.